Okay, tonight I'd like to begin Mizmor L'Saida. I mean, I begin it every morning, but to learn Mizmor L'Saida, which is on page Kuf Lamed Zayin of the Sefer, and it's something we say every day, and it's different than most of Psukei Dezimra, in that it is it relates to a carbon. Everything else that's relating to a carbon we put in the section that's called Karbanis. And here it's put into the Mizmar, and it's Hashem, I hope to maybe tell you a chiddush, which would be helpful. But where's Daf Yomi up to? Ayin something? Daf Yomi? You have no clue.
Nun Tess,
okay. So there's a chiddush on Ayin Tess, which if you remember for 3 weeks, which I'd like to speak out. But let's first read what he says about Mizmor L'Saida. HaMizmor Hazeh, this Mizmor, it's one of the 150 chapters of Tehillim, who min echad osar ha-mizmorim shechibrad Moshe Rabbeinu. Now the Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu authored 11 of the chapters of Tehillim, in Tehillim they're from Tzadik to Kuf. Tzadik is Tefillah L'Moshe, right? Tefillah L'Moshe, Sholikim, Mesen on Shabbos. So there it has his name. Not all of them have his name. But beginning with Tzadik, which is Tefillah L'Moshe, through Kuf, which is Mizmor L'Saida, is attributed to him. So,
isn't that a little unusual? Anywhere it says Mizmor, it's dedicated or refers to a person as opposed to a carbon.
It's not unusual in the sense that Tehillim is that way. Tehillim has a tremendous, it's versatile. It has many different, it's not locked into one style. There are places that begin with the word Mizmor, some the author, some not the author. It's a collection of the Mizmorim that was said over generations.
No, but I'm saying that the object of the term Mizmor
in the fact that it says Saida.
Yeah.
It's actually, Taida means thank you. It's like Maidim. So even though it doubles up as the name of a carbon, it's not, Mizmor L'Saida is not here as the name of a carbon, but as the expression for which the carbon is named. Okay. So he goes on to say, V'nisyasa l'shiris halaviyim, b'shasa hakravas carbon Taida. So it was not written for the carbon Taida. It was written by Moshe Rabbeinu before there was a carbon Taida. Many of the kapitel were written still in Mitzrayim. But it was incorporated later into the songs of the Leviim for the carbon Taida. And in brackets he has, L'chein Yeshnai again, it is our custom, L'ayme Mizmor Zeh Me'ubad, to stand by Mizmor L'Saida. Dugmas Chiyav Amida K'shemekriva Karbin K'mei Amiras Parshas HaTamid. Just as we say the Parshas HaTamid standing, we say the carbon Tamid standing. V'hainu b'shas hakravas karbonai shel echad meharabo hatzricha lo haidais habufrata betilim Mizmor Kuf Zayin. Now we're familiar with benching Gaimel. Now we bench Gaimel for one of the following four experiences. K'mei shabiru chazal b'sechtes brachas heim yardei hayam, people who cross the ocean, cross the sea, v'halchei midbari yis, those who travel through a desert, u'bishahaya chayla v'disrape, somebody that was ill and was healed, u'bishahaya chavish b'vesa asur v'yatsa, someone who was jailed and went out, v'simin l'davar, and a simit, remember the four, v'chal ha'chayim yaiducha sela, the word chayim yaiducha will praise you. Chayim is Rosh Tevis, Chayla, Yisurim, which is in reference to jail, Yam, and Midbar. V'al'elu arba yeshchiv lahevi karbon taida. And these four, there's a chiv to bring a taida. In parenthesis, says, Ayin Rashi, Ksavyad, Menachas Ayin Tes, which I'll explain shortly. U'bizmadeinu she'ei migdash, mevarchin elu arba, berchas ha'gayim al-chiyavim taiv, yeshagam la'ani kal taiv. When Rav Huttner was on the plane that was hijacked to Jordan, and he was freed, he said he has a unique opportunity to bench Geibel on all four in one shot. He crossed the sea, he was in the desert, he was captive, and apparently was ill during the experience. So he was able to do one Birchas HaGaybel on all four. It's not something that we look forward to ever experiencing again. But he did that Birchas HaGaybel. I think the meaning of Sfardim is to bench Gaybel more quickly on being ill. If someone is ill for 3 days, even if it's not a life-threatening illness, the meaning, at least in many of the communities of the Sfardim, I don't know about all of them, is to say Birchas HaGaybel on being sick. It's an interesting thing that the Yekis have a meeting, our favorite Yekis, not here this evening. They say Vidoy. If someone's in the hospital for 3 days, they say Vidoy. You know, it comes up when someone is very sick or close to death. I just came up with Baruch Haspitz's mother. They asked me about saying Vidoy. So you try to say Vidoy with somebody, but in Shulchan Aruch it says if the person is going to become discouraged, you're saying Vidoy, means I'm on my way out. So you don't say Vidoy with the person because you don't want to discourage him. I told them the meaning is to try to say Shemot Esrei with the person and to say Slach Lanu, which is sort of a Vidoy. My father, Olav Shalom, was very aware, and he passed away on a Shabbos day. On Thursday night, he asked me to say Vidoy with him. He told me he thinks my kaychas are going. He asked me to say Vidoy. He called his Rav to say goodbye. Very interesting. And the grandchildren came. He gave them brachas, you know, like Yaakov Avinu. I mean, I felt this wasn't Yaakov Avinu, but the experience. But it's rare in today's advances in medicine that somebody, usually it's a very prolonged process. It just usually doesn't work that way. But
my father over the show had a congestive heart, and he felt that he was nearly against the quarter of Vibinova, who said he'd been with him.
Really?
And he said he'd been with him, and then he lived for 2.5 more years.
And then he lived 2.5 more years after the Vidoy. Did he say Vidoy again, or just didn't do any Averis for those 2.5 years?
Just the first time.
At any rate, our custom is we only say this when a person is dangerously ill. And there is a spread among the customs of Klal Yisrael in our own circles as to whether one waits until he recuperates totally or one makes the bracha after the experience. Now, somebody who has, let's say, open heart surgery, so the meaning is you bench Gaybel afterwards. Hopefully, whatever they did, the repairs that they did will give a person a long period of life. But when a person has a condition that continues, people who go for surgery for cancer and still need treatments afterwards, so there is a certain debate as to at what point to bench Gaybel. If I recall correctly, Rav Palm told me that Rav Shlomo Hayman said that he's going to wait till he's completely well. To bench Gaybel, which didn't happen. He had a surgery and never really fully recovered from the surgery. It's attributed to Rav Chaim Brisker. He said, Ashira l'Hashem ki gomal oloi. That I sing to God, gomal oloi, when gomal is also l'Hashem being complete. That when the Yeshua is complete, I sing the Shiva. That's attributed to Reb Chaim. And then the Tziv in that family writes by Oz Yashir, so why did the Jews sing Shira? Why did they sing Shira when they left Mitzrayim? So he says the same thing, Oz Yashir. When the Yeshua was complete, the Mitzrayim had died, so the Shira was, it was time to sing Shira. But earlier than that's the custom in those circles. Now, those who disagree with this, in the Hasidic circles, the meaning is to bench Gaybel more quickly. I mean, the Hasidic Paiskim hold to bench Gaybel more quickly. And if I carry someone in a surgery, recovers, even if he needs treatment, that meaning is to bench Gaybel. So I'm not one to make a decision between the Menhagim. People ask me very often, and I tell them they have different Menhagim in Klal Yisrael. However, I saw a very fascinating idea. I saw it initially in a sefer from Rabbi Yashiv on the Torah, which is actually his writings, on Chumash. And subsequently, I thought it was a big chiddush. I saw that there are others who say this as well. There's a diak in the Rambam's Lashon that a carbon taida is not, as we think of it, an obligation. Every time it's very expensive. If every time you bench Gaimel, you have to bring an animal to the Beis HaMikdash and four sets of breads, it's expensive. Okay, if you're mechuyev, you're mechuyev. So he, Medayik, in the Seder HaRambam, the carbon toida you bring when you feel to bring it. In other words, by one of these four things, but it comes with the hergish of thanks. Magen Avraham actually calls benching Gaimel a birchas harishus. He says that the person feels a hergish of thanks, then he brings the carbon. Now, bringing the carbon is a trip and an expense. Benching Gaimel is an aliyah, and people do it much more quickly. But that idea that it really is supposed to come from a feeling of gratitude. Someone says thank you because say thank you. That doesn't mean anything. They also say thank you. What does that mean? Thank you is when someone feels like saying thank you. So that the carbon taita comes with that. Now that diuk is in a Rashi, Menachas Daf Ayin Tesam and Beis, and more clearly in the Shita Mekubetzes there. Rashi, I believe, says a taita is a chiyuv only if you say Hari Alai taita. Just the experience is not mechayiv in and of itself. So maybe it depends on the person. Getting back to the question, person who went through a surgery and starts to go through treatments. It depends. Some people feel the hergish of taida, and some people feel that they're sort of still along the way, and let's get it finished, let's get it done. It has to do with the feeling. Now this may explain something else. Rabbi Shen, in Tshuva written, I believe, in 76, writes that on any plane trip, you should bench Gaimel. Even if you don't cross the ocean. If you fly from Brooklyn from New York to Chicago, Rabbi Shishita is to bench Gaimel. He says, look, you're in the air. You're up. So as you think about it, man wasn't meant to be above the clouds while still alive. It wasn't, when you look at the clouds from below you, human beings didn't experience that. He said, when you're there, it's such a dangerous mountain, you should bench Gaimel. As you know, the custom is not that way. When we cross the ocean, we bench Gaimel. And if we don't cross the ocean, then we don't bench Gaimel. But be that as it may, it may be that it depends. If benching Gaimel comes from a feeling of thanks, so it may be that in decades where airplane travel was new, and every time you fly, you felt, what am I doing in this big plane going up to the sky? Then there was a feeling to bench Gaimel. Today, most people, certainly not in the new generation, don't feel flying is like taking the train. It's get on the plane and you fly. I don't know. I'm still old-fashioned in that way. The plane is barreling down the runway, about to take off. I'm amazed that it actually lifts off the ground. And every time it amazes me. This big, heavy thing. You're speeding. There's no place to go. You better take off. And to me, it's just an amazing thing. But
when I go to Eretz Yisrael, today, what amazes me is that the motors can be on continuously for 13, 14 hours, and they work.
I was once on a plane, and one of them stopped. I was on a flight from L.A. to New York, and one of the motors on one side stopped working. And we landed in Texas, but one of the motors stopped working. But anyway, it's... What? Well, overseas, I guess Chazals, they set it up with people who cross the Yam. But, you're right. And many people today don't feel the Hergish there either. I don't know. I feel very strange benching Gaimel when I come back from Eretz Yisrael. I come back with regrets. And then I say, Shigamalani kol toiv. So I like to tell people right before I bench Gaimel that I'm not happy I left. But once I was in the air, I thank God that I landed. So that's my benching Gaimel. But David Krause was here this morning with Sam. They bench Gaimel and coming back for it. So I'm like, why are you thanking God that you came back? Once the plane took off, we're happy that we landed. But this idea is really a beautiful idea that Gaimel is supposed to come from the feeling, the hergish of giving thanks. And Mizlo Seder really is supposed to be from that as well.
The thing is, when we daven, we are, let's say me, I don't have kavana all the time, but you still have to say when you appreciate where it comes from. mitzvah, you say it. You could say, whatever, but you say it even if you don't have
that. Okay, you're right. In other words, you say it in order to get there. I once, in a hakel, maybe 10 years ago, I gave on Tehillim. So remember, I asked, which part of davening does it say in Shulchan Aruch you're supposed to sing? There's only one part. Which part does Shulchan Aruch bring a minute to sing? Some people said Hallel, some people said Oz Yashir, some people said Kel Adoin. Nobody knew. The only place that it says a minig in Shulchan Aruch to sing is Mizmor L'Seida. It says to sing your thanks to HaKadosh Baruch. And now you have a singer. It doesn't say Chazon should sing it, it says you should sing it. So sing it tomorrow. So I try the last sentence of Mizmor L'Seida, I say in, by me is a tune, you know, I try to say it that way But if you feel it, you sing it, you know, I guess. But that's what it should be. Vihine, the second paragraph. Nikva achiyav al-elu arba makrasi yaisim matzav sakana nikaris. These four are clearly places of danger. Ubididi hava uvda. Rav Schwab writes about himself. Biyarsi miyarde hayab baniyais benasi l'aretz Yisrael b'shnas tof reish tzadik vav. He writes that in 1936 he took a boat trip to Eretz Yisrael, and there was a storm, and there were sky high waves, and the boat was going up and down, and the boat was shaking like a drunk, wherever the wind took it, says not to be thrown off the boat. I held on to a metal rod 20 hours with sufais, b'li haref, without break, kedei lahazik maimud, to be able to stay on the boat. And machmas gaidol ha'ayin, this lo yanachti tefillin b'yisiyayim. You know, the storm didn't stop with davening. U'begi l'chaifa, b'irachti b'irchas ha'gaimel b'kavona ha'atzuma. So we should not ever experience, I mean, the kavona we should experience, but not the need. Chere yasya b'yisah surim. It's not someone who was in a jail. Someone who gets lost in the road, in the midbar. Alright, so he's saying that the carbon taida is for those who feel that they were in a position of danger. We say it every single day because we mentioned the concept of a carbon taida, yet it's on everything. Now, the question of whether the thanks has to do with everyday occurrences, he deals with that in the next paragraph. It's Hashem, we'll try to do that tomorrow.
So here he says exclusively that where his life was in Sakana. So what's the rationale for saying eventually going on if it's a 3-day illness, even if your life wasn't in Sakana?
So I think the Sephardic custom, see there's a difference of opinion. If these four are only these four, which seems to be the Beis Yais, it's a Sephardic custom. It's only these four, it's a Takana of these four. So Chayla makes. There's some other type of danger, according to them, you don't make. Rav Schwab brought at the end, the meaning, the Ramaz meaning, is that we say on anything, even if it doesn't fit neatly into one of the four packages, we would bench Gaimel anyway, which is why Rav Moshe Helm, a flight would require. So I guess they're going with the idea that it's these four, and it's a Takana, and that's that. And that's what we do.